This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The trial of Derek Chauvin, the police officer charged in the death of George Floyd, has resumed in the U.S. state of Minnesota. Chauvin's defense lawyers have argued he was following his training and that other factors such as heart disease and drug use caused Floyd to die. Floyd's death and a video from the scene that was shared widely on social media and news programs sparked protests in numerous areas across the United States and other parts of the world against police brutality. Police in the U.S. city of New York, arrested a man early Wednesday and charged him with a hate crime for a violent attack on an Asian American woman Tuesday. Media reports say the suspect, identified as a homeless person, is already on parole for killing his mother. Some bystanders caught on camera watching the attack but not helping the victim were suspended from their jobs at a condominium building. The victim was hospitalized with multiple injuries, some serious. In a statement, police said the attacker, quote, made anti-Asian statements, end quote, towards the victim as he kicked her. Her attack comes amid a surge in attacks on Asian Americans across the United States. The Biden administration is responding to that surge in hate incidents, allocating about $50 million for a multi-agency initiative to address rising hate crimes against the Asian American community. Some of the funds will also go to establish a COVID-19 equity task force to address xenophobia against Asian Americans, who as a community have been the hardest hit economically by the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. China slammed unethical critics Wednesday as it faced mounting pressure over origins of the COVID-19 pandemic after the World Health Organization chief revived the theory that the coronavirus may have leaked from a Chinese lab. WHO-backed experts had judged it, quote, extremely unlikely, end quote, that the virus was leaked from a Chinese lab after a politically sensitive mission to the ground zero city of Wuhan. But the UN body's boss Tuesday, quote, all hypotheses are open, end quote, warrant complete and further studies, end quote. The United States also led a chorus of concern over the findings, with China upset by swirling accusations that it failed to give proper access and data to the investigators. Ukraine reported Wednesday a record number of new coronavirus deaths and daily hospitalizations as authorities struggled to accelerate a vaccine rollout. The health minister calls the situation quite tense as the ex-Soviet state sees a major burden for its aging healthcare system. The country of 40 million people launched a nationwide vaccination campaign in late February, later than most European countries, following delays that sparked criticism of the president's policies. Madrid said Wednesday it was working to help repatriate some 3,000 Spanish tourists stranded in Morocco after it suddenly imposed a blockade on passenger flights to Spain because of the pandemic. The Moroccan government announced Monday all passenger flights to and from Spain and France would be suspended starting midnight Tuesday to contain the spread of the virus. The flight's ban comes during Easter week, a peak travel period in Spain, as Thursday and Friday are holidays in much of the country. UN experts expressed alarm Wednesday over reports of executions and other abuses by Russian security contractors in Central African Republic and over their close contacts with UN peacekeepers. Russia first sent security contractors there in 2018. It stepped up its support late last year to help the government fend off a rebel advance launched before the December 27th presidential election. Since then, the contractors have accompanied national forces as they retake towns from the rebels, CAR's government has said. German prosecutors said Wednesday they've closed their case against a 95-year-old former Nazi concentration camp guard recently deported by the United States. They cite lack of evidence. Frederick Karl Berger arrived in Frankfurt February 20th, possibly the last such expulsion by